Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba. Program li jagħti ħarsa lil aħħar ġrajiet u żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
L-ħodwa tajba jena Jasmine Saliba nsemmilkom nilqakom għal din l-edizzjoni tal-programm il-Balomba. Programm imtella bil-kollaborazzjoni tal-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta u li kienet tħarsalin l-aħbarijiet prinċipali tal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Istituzzjonijiet Ewropej nibdew bl-ewwel item li ser nitkellmu dwarha hija dik il-fatt li bħalissa għadejja il-Presidenza tal-Portugal, però fil-jiem li għaddew kien hemm l-approvazzjoni definittiva tal-istrumenti ta' irkupru u reġenerazzjoni ekonomika tramite anka il-votazzjoni finali li tieħed mill-Parlament Ewropew. Ser inkunu qegħdin nisimgħu il-kummenti u l-analiżi li saru minnaħa tal-President tal-Parlament Ewropew David Sassoli, minnaħa tal-Prim Ministru Portugiż u minnaħa tal-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen fi tmiem illi kien hemm din il-votazzjoni illi bekk ukoll waslet biex jibda jiġi u jistgħu jibdew jiġu implementati l-istrumenti finanzjari illi ġew definiti minnaħa tal-Unjoni Ewropea għal din il-fażi delikata li nsabu għaddejjin minnha.
Good morning. Thank you for attending. As you know, on Wednesday this week, the Parliament adopted the Recovery and Resilience Facility, the biggest building block on the next of the next generation EU recovery package. This morning, President Sassoli and Prime Minister Costa signed the legislative act on behalf of the Parliament and the Council in the presence of President von der Leyen. They will now comment on this, following which there will be time for a few questions. Presidente Sassoli, prego.
Sì, grazie. È stato davvero importante la presenza del Presidente Costa che è voluto venire personalmente per firmare questo atto storico e la presenza anche della Presidente von der Leyen in Parlamento con noi per dire che l'Europa oggi conclude una fase che è quella di mettere a disposizione dei paesi, dei cittadini, delle nostre imprese, risorse, capacità per, e obiettivi per la ripresa. Abbiamo sempre detto che la ripresa deve essere europea, deve essere per tutti e abbiamo lavorato in questi mesi perché la risposta sia per tutti. E questo è il giorno in cui con una legge europea si conclude questo lavoro. Adesso la parola spetta ai parlamenti nazionali, speriamo che facciano in fretta, che mettano anche rapidità nella ratifica delle risorse proprie per consentire l'emissione dei bond e di racimolare sui mercati finanziari le risorse che sono state destinate alla ripresa dei nostri paesi e al rafforzamento dell'Unione Europea. Grazie.
Good morning. At last, we have a twin engine, a vaccine to save lives and a vitamin to boost economic recovery. Now we need to accelerate vaccination and it's up to us to put recovery in motion. We are fighting for health and jobs at present, looking into the future. We are investing today in climate action and the digital transition for the EU's next generation. This is the most innovative plan we have ever had to manage the most challenging crisis we have ever faced. Now we can be sure it's possible to eradicate COVID and it's possible to build a fair, green and digital recovery. It's time to deliver. member states must conclude the ongoing process of ratification of the own resources decision. Once this regulation is published next week, we have to start the formal negotiations of the national plans with the Commission, and the depth of the crisis calls for urgent action. We must take up the ambition of having the first plans approved by the end of April. What our citizens expect from us are concrete results: jobs, prosperity, well-being. We must all rise to the bold and precedent and ambitious political initiative which brought together the Commission, the Parliament and the Council. We cannot afford to waste more time. We cannot afford to fail our citizens. So, let's deliver.
Yes, thank you very much. First of all, I would like to congratulate Council and Parliament for the final adoption now of the regulation. This is indeed a very historic moment. As you said, Antonio, we are fighting this pandemic and the severe health crisis with the vaccines. The vaccines are our ally and hope. But we should never forget the second enormous crisis we have. This is the economic crisis. And there, our ally and our hope is Next Generation EU, $750 billion to support our citizens to keep their jobs, to support companies to stay in business, and to support communities to maintain their social fabric. And this indeed, Next Generation EU, is our ally in this fight, and it is our hope in this fight. It is also a unique opportunity for the member states to work together on our priorities: the European Green Deal, the digitalization, and resilience. Next Generation is more than money. It is a very strong message of solidarity and of trust in the European Union. Because what is true for the virus is also true for the economy. No member state on its own would have been possible to master this economic crisis just on its own and alone, because our single market is so deeply integrated that we have to join forces. And the integration of the single market is the basis of our prosperity. So joining forces, enabling the Commission to raise money at the capital market and then together invest it in Europe, that is an act of joint wisdom and an act for trust in the European Union. Now, indeed, we have to honor that trust. So all three of us are calling on all member states to ratify the own resources decision as fast as possible. And in parallel, of course, we are working intensively to get the national recovery plans ready. So it's time to deliver, indeed.
Matulda Olaharjem ġiet publikata d-bassir, u revizjoni ta' d-bassir ekonomiku għal l-Unjoni Ewropea u l-Ekonomiji Ewropej, inkluż pajjiżna. Għanna tkellimna ma' Sir Alexia Zammit mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea, responsabilità partikolari dwar dan il-proċess, dwar dak li ħareġ minn dan l-istudju.
Qed il-bieħ il-Kummissjoni ħarġet l-aħħar previżjoni tagħha tax-xitwa. Tajb li najdu li daw il-previżjonijiet joħorġu erba' darbit fis-sena u il-previżjonijiet tax-xitwa tas-sajf normalment ikunu updates ta' dawk tar-rebja u tal-ħarifa, jiġifieri l-update ikunu biss fuq l-elementi tal-GDP u tal-inflazzjoni, ġifieri mhumiex forecast daqshekk iddettaljati, però ovvjament jagħtu indikazzjoni tal-Kummissjoni x'taħseb fejn sejrin l-ekonomiji tal-27 pajjiż tal-Unjoni. Il-messaġġ ewlieni li ħareġ bih il-Kummissarju Gentiloni l-bieħ kien wieħed pożittiv, fis-sens wera ċerta ottimiżmu li forsi ma kenniex fil-ħarifa li għaddiet. L-raġuni, l-ikbar raġuni għal dan kien ovvjament li fl-aħħar nstab vaċċin fil-ħarifa li għaddiet leċċurilu ma konniex nafu eżattament meta ħajasal, meta ħankun nistgħu nibdew bit-tilqim u dan ovvjament fl-aħħar ta' Diċembru bdejna bir-rollout f'kull pajjiż. Ġifieri tagħti ovvjament ċerta ottimiżmu ta' rkupru għax nafu li din il-kriżi mhix kriżi normali, din il-kriżi hija kriżi ta' pandemija li tolqot is-saħħa, ġifieri sakemm ma jkun hemm herd immunity f'kull pajjiż ma nistgħux ngħidu li ħriġna kompletament mill-kriżi. Ġifieri it is the light at the end of the tunnel. Ovvjament il-forecast rajna li tajab li nsemmi u koll li 2020 sena li għadiet għada t-tiġi forkestjata għaliex l-aħħar tliet xhur ta' s-sena l-oħra id-dejta tagħhom ma ħarġux għadhom, jiġifieri għada tidħol fil-forecast tagħna. U qed inbastru li l-aħħar parti ta' s-sena kienu kemm xejn wara sajf li sorprendejna wkoll ruħna bl-andament ekonomiku li kien hemm. Fil-ħarifa mbagħad feġġet it-tieni mewġa li nafu li kienet probabbli qar mill-ewwel waħda fejn in-numri ta' każijiet żdiedu u allura ħafna pajjiżi ħadu miżuri iktar ta' containment. Ġifieri reġgħu kien hemm ħafna pajjiżi li daħlu lockdown measures u ovvjament dak kellu impatt negattiv fuq l-ekonomiji. Qed naraw li dawn il-containment measures x'aktar ħajdumu wkoll fl-ewwel tliet xhur ħajjimxu wkoll fl-ewwel tliet xhur ta' din is-sena, ġifieri qed naraw li nibdew birkupru l-iktar fit-tieni parti ta' din is-sena. L-ewwel mod qed naraw li ovvjament tiżdied id-domanda domestika għaliex hija naturali li l-ewwel wara lockdown tibda tikkonsma l-affarijiet f'pajjiżek, jiġri tibda toħroġ, tibda tmur restaurant, tibda tmur fil-ħwienet tiegħek stess. U mbagħad ovvjament tibda taħseb fi ptali u biex ovvjament tagħmel s-safar tiegħek. Għal pajjiż bħal tagħna li hija gżira, ovvjament probabbli tkun ir-recovery fis-settur tat-turiżmu ddum kemm xejn iktar għaliex. Aħna dipendenti ovvjament mit-trasport tal-arja, normalment biex wieħed jagħmel previżjoni, biex wieħed jiddeċidi li jsiefer u jibbukja holiday ikollu bżonn ovvjament trasport tal-arja, normalment bidum iktar biex taħsibha milli taqbad karrozza u tmur weekend x'imkien. U għalhekk qed naraw li rkupru f'Malta probabbli tibda l-iktar fit-tieni parti ta' din is-sena u mbagħad kif għadna fis-sena d-dieħla jkollna wet mill-ikbar tkabbir ekonomiċi fil-Unjoni Ewropea ta' 5.4%.
Meta tħares lejn dan il-punti u mhux biex tagħmel paragoni ta' ma' pajjiżi oħrajn, però l-argument illi joħroġ f'ċirkostanzi simili dwar id-dipendenza u l-interdipendenza fuq realtajiet ekonomiċi ta' ħaddieħor, meta jiġu previsti dan it-tkabbir ekonomiku, dan huwa abbażi dak li se ġenerat minn naftana jew inkella minn dak li hemm dipendenza fuq ħaddieħor ukoll biex ikun hemm dal-tkabbir.
Hemm il-ġiex elementi għax fil-forecast tagħna aħna ovvjament naraw il-domanda domestika li hija maqsuma bejn il-konsum domestiku tan-nies privat. Il-gvern ovvjament xjon fuq kif ukoll l-investiment lokali, però mbagħad hemm l-element estern. Jiġri aħna rridu naraw ukoll l-esportazzjoni, nagħmlu tbassir fuq l-esportazzjoni ta' kull pajjiż lejn pajjiżi oħrajn u ovvjament nbassru wkoll l-importazzjoni tal-pajjiż minn pajjiżi oħrajn. Dik il-parti probabbli hija l-iktar parti diffiċli biex imbastru għax ovvjament tiddependi ħafna fuq trade relationships tagħna ma' pajjiżi oħrajn. Però hemm ovvjament hemm modelli li nużaw li jgħinuna biex nagħmlu dawn it-tipi ta' previżjonijiet. Però ovvjament din id-darba hija situazzjoni kemm xejn delikata, kemm xejn diffiċli għaliex tiddependi ħafna inċertezzi partikolarment kemm kemm ħajkunu ta' suċċess dawn ir-rollout tal-vaċċin. Ġifieri fil-fatt fil-forecast ikun hemm ħafna upside u downside risks, insejħulhom u negative risks huma ovvjament delays fir-rollout tal-vaċċin pereżempju jew joħorġu varjanti oħrajn tal-COVID li aħna għandhom il-ġurnal ma nafux bihom milli jistgħu jdehhom ukoll dan il-rkupru.
Mistu Zjeri, xnatin sasiku, forse nikonkludu anka din l-intervista minn din il-perspettiva. Intennejdu li dan huma mhux aġġustament perekun hemm reviżjoni. Bejn il-previżjoni oriġinali li kien hemm aktar kmini tul dan il-perjodu u dak illi għandna rivedutu u ħabbar il-bira kien hemm tibdil apparti l-availability tal-vaċċin li qed jista' anka jibni fuq il-previżjoni persa?
Kien hemm tibdil fin-numri għaliex fil-ħarifa għandna konna timbassru l-Unjoni Ewropea ħadd iċkien għall-2020 pereżempju b7.4 fil-mija. U din id-darba naqqasna dan ix-xokk għal 6.3 fil-mija. Ovvjament iktar ma jkollna indikazzjoni, iktar ma jkollna informazzjoni ċara ta' situazzjoni, iktar ovvjament nistgħu ntejbu l-forecast tagħna. L-affarijiet huma fluidi però ġest, jiġifieri hemm inċertezzi fun-naħa tal-vaċċin definitely, però wkoll hemm element pożittiv li aħna ma daħħalniex fil-forecast tagħna li hija dik li tisseħ il-Recovery Resilience Facility. Dan huwa ammont ta' flus circa 670 miljun euro l-Unjoni Ewropea tagħti lill-pajjiżi kollha membri tagħha sabiex jgħinu fil-recovery tal-pajjiżi biex jgħinu biex noħorġu minn din il-kriżi biex imbagħad kif ukoll imbagħad naħdmu wkoll biex ikolna ekonomija aktar bażata fuq l-ambjent, iktar favur l-ambjent u ekonomija aktar diġitali. Ġifieri dawn il-flus illi ħajmorru lejn investimenti sia pubbliċi kif ukoll privati ma daħħalnihomx fil-forecast tagħna u daw jista' jkunu upside risk għall-forecast illi għadha pitgħada jista' jkollna sitwazzjoni ħafna aħjar milli dak li qed ngħidu llum il-ġurnata.
Il-Kummissjoni Ewropea ġiet impoġġija taħt numru ta' mistoqsijiet. Il-kwestjoni prinċipali tkun dik tal-tqassim, xiri u l-distribuzzjoni u l-proċess tal-vaċċinazzjoni tal-COVID-19. Fil-ġranet li għaddew, il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea, Ursula von der Leyen, indirizzat il-Parlament Ewropew fejn spjegat u tkellmet dwar dak illi qed iseħħ f'kuntest ta' elementi partikolari ta' sigurtà tal-provvisti, l-impegni li ħadu il-kumpaniji tal-farmaceutika f'dan il-rigward u anka l-elementi ta' trasparenza relatati. Nisimgħu x'kienet qed tgħid Ursula von der Leyen.
The same solidarity must also be shown with our partners in our neighborhood and across the world. This is also a matter of stopping the spread of the virus to reduce the likelihood of mutations. The access to vaccines for low and middle income countries is therefore as much about our own interest as it is about solidarity. And this is why we set up COVAX. COVAX, the facility in which high income countries can finance the access to vaccines for low and middle income countries. As Team Europe, that is the member states and the European institutions, we have provided 850 million euro, making us one of the biggest contributors to COVAX. And COVAX will start delivering vaccines as of this month. And I'm sure that this House will agree that we need more, because our responsibility extends far beyond Europe's border. Mesdames et messieurs les députés, le troisième point que je voudrais soulever concerne notre approche et notre processus. Nous avons fait le choix de ne pas prendre de raccourcis en matière de sécurité ou d'efficacité. Nous assumons ce choix pleinement. Il n'y a pas de compromis à faire lorsqu'il s'agit d'injecter une substance biologiquement active chez une personne en bonne santé. Et c'est pourquoi nous nous appuyons sur le processus de contrôle de l'EMA, notre agence européenne de médicaments. Oui, cela veut dire l'approbation prend 3 à 4 semaines supplémentaires. Et ce temps supplémentaire est un investissement essentiel pour la confiance et la sécurité. Mais oui, il y a également des leçons à tirer de ce processus. Et nous le faisons déjà. En premier lieu, nous devons améliorer le partage de données des essais cliniques avec l'EMA. Et c'est pourquoi nous lançons dès maintenant un nouveau réseau européen d'essais cliniques. En parallèle, notre commissaire de la santé, Stella Kyriakides, va travailler sur un cadre réglementaire pour permettre à l'EMA d'examiner les vaccins aussi rapidement que possible. Une autre leçon à tirer concerne la production de masse de vaccins. À juste titre, nous étions tous très concentrés sur le développement du vaccin. Mais globalement, nous avons sous-estimé la difficulté liée à la production de masse. Il faut normalement 5 à 10 ans pour produire un nouveau vaccin. Nous l'avons fait en 10 mois. C'est une grande réussite scientifique. Nous devrions en être fiers. Mais en quelque sorte, la science a dépassé l'industrie. La production des nouveaux vaccins est un processus très complexe. Il n'est simplement pas possible de mettre en place une site de production du jour au lendemain. De plus, ces vaccins intègre jusqu'à 400 composants et la production implique jusqu'à 100 entreprises. C'est pourquoi que nous avons créé une task force pour accroître la production industrielle des vaccins sous l'autorité de Thierry Breton, notre commissaire en charge du marché intérieur. L'objectif est de détecter les problèmes et d'aider à les résoudre. L'industrie doit s'adapter au rythme de la science. Honorable members, indeed, industry has to match the groundbreaking pace of science. We fully understand that difficulties will arise in the mass production of vaccines. But Europe has invested billions of euros in capacities in advance, and we urge the member states to plan their vaccine rollout. So now we all need predictability. And this is why we introduced the export transparency and authorization mechanism. To be very clear, we do not intend to restrict companies that are honoring their contracts with the European Union. And there is an automatic exemption for exports to the EEA countries, for the Western Balkans and the rest of our neighborhood, for humanitarian needs, and for the 92 low- and middle-income countries covered by COVAX. So Europe is always ready to help, but we insist on our fair share. And as far as the mechanism goes, allow me a word on the island of Ireland. The bottom line is that mistakes were made in the process leading up to the decision. And I deeply regret that. But in the end, we got it right. And I can reassure you that my commission will do its utmost to protect the peace of Northern Ireland, just as it has done throughout the entire Brexit process. Honourable members, the battle against the virus is a marathon and not a sprint. It needs foresight, endurance, and stamina. Almost every day we hear news of different variants and how contagious they are. We do not yet have the full picture when it comes to the effectiveness of treatments and vaccines on new strains. But we do know these variants will continue to emerge. And we do know that we need to anticipate and prepare immediately. And this is why we start our new HERA project now, with launching our preparedness agenda against new variants next week. We need to adapt our regulations to this new challenge. We need rapid sequencing and clinical characterization of new mutations. And we need systematic sample and data sharing across networks and labs. Because to defeat the virus, we need to know as much detail about it as possible. In parallel, we will tackle a second challenge. As I said, we are dealing with completely new mRNA vaccines never manufactured at scale before. One of the current bottlenecks is, for example, linked to just two synthetic molecules. If we had just 250 grams more of these molecules, companies say, they could produce 1 million more doses of vaccine. And this is why we need more coordination on the supply of key ingredients. We need to improve manufacturing surge capacity. And we need to boost cooperation between the public and the private sector. And this will be the core task of HERA. Because we must ensure that despite future mutants, we will be safe next winter and beyond. Honourable members, we all know that the information we have on the virus and the vaccines can change by the hour. And this is why we will set up a contact group between the European Parliament and the Commission. And I will do my utmost to ensure that you are able to scrutinize all the contracts we have signed, because I know that trust needs transparency.
Jekk iġu vittmiem edizzjoni ta' din il-ġimgħa tal-programm il-Balomba jien madal xejn ringrazzjakom tal-attenzjoni, nawguralkom il-kumplament tal-jum it-tajjeb.
Għadkom kemm smajtu. Il-Balomba. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba. Il-programm li għadkom kemm smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bi xewqa tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.